Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of More Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Hello, and welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk. My name is Shauna Moore from More Wealth. And if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. Or you can visit our website at morewealthtalk.com. That's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And while at my website, click on our radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For many Americans, the combination of a 401k and a monthly Social Security payment is the foundational piece of their retirement strategies. And when you consider that your 401k contribution can be automatically taken from your paycheck and that many employers provide a matching contribution, it's easy to see why it's so appealing. But as with many other elements of our financial strategies, there are potential mistakes hiding in the weeds, just waiting to trip us up on our journey to retirement. During today's episode, we're going to highlight and discuss 8 different potential 401k mistakes that could make it harder to reach your retirement goals. But before we get into our exciting topic, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who is even more valuable than a 401k match.
Well, hey, I think I'm good at my job, but I'm not more valuable than a 401k match, Shauna. Even though I do appreciate the compliment, you're too kind. 401k matches are very valuable. Now, as far as today's topic, 401ks, or I think we're talking about, it applies to pretty much any employer-sponsored retirement plan, like a 403b, a 457, a TSP, right?
Mm-hmm. So, right.
Yeah, but 401ks, the majority of people I know have some type of employer-sponsored account, account like that, that they're saving in for retirement. So, and I didn't think you could make mistakes with your 401k. I thought once you started a job, you set an amount at the 401k, and then you didn't have to ever worry about it again. And I think that's how a lot of people feel. But I know you're going to set us straight, right? Because 401ks are an essential tool for millions of Americans, and it's probably most people's sole source of income in retirement alongside Social Security, correct?
Absolutely. And we hear about this a lot. And so when I ran across a Kiplinger article titled 8 401k Mistakes That Could Tank Your Retirement, I really wanted to talk about this because this is something that does come up when we meet with clients or potential clients. So when it comes to 401k mistakes, learning from the experts can save you in a big way. Legendary Warren Buffett once famously said, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. So, you know, this is especially true for retirement planning when there aren't always second chances. So with pensions vanishing, Social Security facing some uncertainty, the 401k, or like you said, if it's a 457 or 403b, whichever type of employer plan you have, but it's become the backbone of retirement savings for countless Americans. And the article references a Vanguard study titled Job Transitions Slow Retirement Savings and a Go Banking Rate study called 5 Reasons the Middle Class is Withdrawing from Their Retirement Accounts Early. And they both reveal some common 401k missteps. Again, something that we hear from people all the time, any one of which could cost you $300,000 or more over your career.
Wow. See, that's real money, even to you and I.
Yes.
$300,000. That's crazy. You have my attention now. I mean, you know, that's a costly mistake. And I, by the way, I have to go back. Warren Buffett, who's probably, you know, considered the greatest investor of all time.
Yes.
I like that quote you gave, but what I say, rule number one, always eat pizza. Rule number two, music is the best.
I like those rules.
So Warren has his, I have mine. His are probably a little more applicable and better for our listeners to remember.
But yours can be on the entertaining side. when you're not talking about finances, right?
Pizza and music. All right. So yeah, that's a big 401k mistake. If you make just one of these mistakes, could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes. And again, you know, many experts agree that using your employer plan, such as a 401k, is one of the most effective ways to build retirement savings. They offer tax benefits and, if available, an employer match that can significantly boost your own contributions. Automated savings can also help maximize your annual limits. Yet, 33% of Americans, according to the article, are cashing out their retirement funds early, which is a move that could put them at risk of financial hardship in later years. Among other potential pitfalls, withdrawing from a 401k before age 59 and a half triggers a 10% early withdrawal penalty and additional income taxes. So people either withdraw early out of financial desperation or from a lack of awareness about the long-term consequences that this would have.
Wow. Yeah, that's not good. I mean, obviously you want to meet with your financial services professional, someone like yourself, before you make a withdrawal from your 401k or retirement plan, because you might have better options. Yes. It sounds like there are probably a lot of options that would be better than cashing them out early. What's the first potential 401k mistake besides what you've already mentioned?
The first mistake is to avoid is simply not understanding the difference between the 401k plan options. So when it comes to 401k plans, you might have two options: a traditional 401k, which most people are aware of, and a Roth 401k. But do you know the difference between them? A lot of people don't. So we want to break that down, right?
Yeah. It's a big difference too.
It's a huge difference. So what they have in common is both traditional and Roth 401ks allow your contributions and any investment gains to grow tax-free. They also have the same contribution limits. And if your employer offers matching contributions, both types of accounts qualify. Now, where they're different, a traditional 401k is funded with pre-tax dollars, meaning you won't have to pay taxes on your contributions now, but you will when you withdraw the money in retirement. This upfront tax break can be a big advantage, especially if you're in a higher tax bracket right now for higher income earners. Now, a Roth 401k, on the other hand, is funded with money you've already paid taxes on. The upside, when you retire, you can withdraw your contributions and any earnings completely tax-free, so all that growth stays in your pocket.
Wow. Well, that's where you want it to stay. And that's why you want to work with a financial professional like yourself, Shauna. Mm-hmm. And I think choosing between those two, the traditional 401k and the Roth 401k, again, a terrific reason to work with yourself, to build that lasting relationship with somebody who can help you make this plan and understand the right allocation, because you probably shouldn't put everything you've got into just a Roth or everything you've got into just the traditional, right?
It really takes looking at your tax situation now, what your tax situation might be in retirement, and also factoring in that we don't know what tax rates are going to be in the future. So we need to have that discussion to determine what's the right mix or what's the right option for your situation. But the next common mistake is not doing your due diligence when changing jobs. So switching jobs can mean a nice bump in salary, which is why a lot of people do. But are you making the most of it? So according to the 2024 Vanguard study I referenced earlier, 55% of those people that switched jobs ended up reducing their 401k savings by $300,000 on average during their lifetime, simply because they didn't adjust their savings rate to match their new higher income. So the study notes that most employees, 64%, saw about a 10% pay increase when they changed jobs. But here's the kicker. Fewer than half took the smart step of increasing or even maintaining their previous savings rate. Instead, most people unintentionally decreased how much they were saving for retirement. The study also found that those with voluntary 401k enrollments fared even worse when compared to those who automatically enrolled. But even auto-enrolled employees weren't in the clear. 60% stuck with the default savings rate, which is often just 3%, which usually isn't enough to build a strong retirement savings. So it's easy to overlook increasing your 401k contributions when you get a raise. But if you don't, you risk underfunding the lifestyle that you're now accustomed to just when you'll need it most, which is in retirement.
Yeah, just when you needed it most. I remember that song, a one-hit wonder from the 70s. Just when you needed it most. Do you remember that, Shauna? You're probably too young.
I kind of do. No, I'm big on 70s songs. I mean,
All right. Well, I think this has been great, but we should probably take a minute here, Shauna, to let our listeners know how they can set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with you and your team there to make sure they're on the right track with their current plan.
They can call us at our toll-free number. That's 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. They can give us a call. We'll get them on the calendar. We'll schedule either a phone call, Zoom call, in person, just depends on what's best for them. They can also check us out on our website. That's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. They can check out our past shows and they can submit a request to meet with me that way as well.
Yeah, I think that's great. Let's keep this rolling. You've been kicking around some common 401k mistakes and how making just one of them can cost you a lot of money and make that path to retirement more treacherous. You don't want to derail your retirement. So let's keep this going. What's next?
Well, the next error, according to the Kiplinger article, includes the risk of a forgotten 401k or other employer plan. So here's something you might not know. Your 401k doesn't just follow you when you switch jobs. And that might explain why, as of May of 2023, there were a staggering 29 million forgotten 401k accounts out there holding more than $1.6 trillion in unclaimed money. Yep, that's trillion with a T, according to the latest data from Capitalize cited in the article. So it's easy to see how it happens. You get your new job, you set up your 401k, you move on to something new, you start paying attention to your new job, boom, your old retirement account slips off your radar. The good news, if you have a lost 401k, there is a way to track it down. So there's, in the Secure 2.0 Act of 2022, the Department of Labor is working on a retirement savings lost and found database to help people reconnect with their old accounts. It's still a work in progress, but definitely worth checking out if you think you might have some retirement money that's out there that you can't track down. So to find out more about that program, you can visit lostandfound.dol.gov. So you want to make sure to check that out if you think you might have an old account that you have no idea where it's at.
Yeah, I actually checked on that site. It's great. And it is working for some. They're still entering data into it, but you should go there, check it out, see if there's anything out there for you at this point, because there may be. But I can't believe that number, $1.6 trillion in unclaimed money.
Amazing. And we hear it all the time, you know, so we've tried to help. So I'm glad that we now have, there's a program out there to help that, because sometimes even we get stuck and we can't help a client find that
old account. So. Yeah. And there's other sites too, unclaimed funds. So, but yeah, definitely talk to your financial advisor or planner. Any tool that helps us find forgotten or lost money is a good thing. What's next?
Well, what's next is not knowing or understanding your actual current 401k investments themselves.
Sure.
So if you just setting up your 401k, forgotten about it, you know, you're not alone. Don't worry. Don't fret. A lot of people, especially those that are automatically enrolled, don't really pay that much attention to how their money is actually being invested. But here's the thing. It's definitely worth checking up on in good markets or in volatile markets like we have right now. So many financial services professionals recommend adjusting your risk level over time. Going from more growth when you're younger and shifting to safer, more fixed income investments as you get older. But that really depends on your retirement timeframe, your risk tolerance, what you're comfortable with. One way you can do it without a lot of effort inside of an employer plan is with target date funds. These automatically adjust your risk levels as you age, so your investments stay on track with your retirement goals. That could be a way to go. Fees are another reason to keep an eye on your 401k. High fees will eat away at your savings and your growth, leaving less money to grow over time. So at the very least, take a look at your 401k's annual fee disclosure statement, but even better, log into your account every now and then just to check on your investments and your fees. And a financial services professional can help you make the most sense of it all. If the fees seem high, one option is to contribute just enough to get your employer match. That's free money. And then put the rest into an IRA, where you have more control over things like fees and the investments, and you might have additional, possibly some additional tax benefits.
Right. And tax benefits are always something you want to look at. I know that that's part of the planning you do for your clients is looking at, hey, make sure you don't have an unnecessary tax burden. We need to see where your situation's at. And never walk away from money you're entitled to. Again, right. That's why you work with a financial professional so you can be sure you know where all your money is at, right?
Exactly. The most common error that I could stress the most is making sure you're taking full advantage of that employer match. You know, if your company offers one, it is probably the most simple way to boost your retirement savings without doing any extra work. If they offer a match, usually it's a portion of what you contribute, usually up to a fixed percentage of your salary. But if you're not contributing enough to get that full match, you're basically, like we just noted, walking away from free money. There's no other free money out there. So it's one of the easiest ways to grow your retirement savings. If you're not already taking advantage of it, now is the best time to start.
Well, yeah, now is always the best time. The best time is probably 20 years ago.
But if you haven't done it, the next best time is today.
Today. Yeah, exactly. And triggering that match can give your financial strategy a fresh jolt. Yes. And again, you don't want to leave that money on the table.
Correct. Yeah. You don't want to leave. I can't stress enough how important that is. I tell all of our clients, at least maximize the match. And then if you don't want to contribute more beyond that, you want to do something different, then we can talk about other options. The next mistake that the article talks about is not being vested. And that's a mistake to avoid. So an employer 401k or other type of employer plan is a great perk. But there is a catch. You might not get to keep that money right away. That's because of vesting, which means you must work for your employer for a certain amount of time before those match funds are officially yours. And every employer plan is different. It could be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, you know, whatever that amount is. So that's a common, the most average is about 3 to 5 years. But again, every company is different. Some let you keep a percentage of the match each year until you're fully vested. Others require you to stay the full period before you get anything. The good news is that the money that you contribute from your paycheck is always 100% yours, no matter what, when you leave. So before you plan your next career move, check out your company's vesting schedules because you don't want to miss out on the money that they've matched that you've been working so hard for.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's really, really important. So early withdrawals, I imagine, are a big, big mistake, right?
Yes. So a lot of times people make the mistake of thinking, hey, something comes up and they're thinking about dipping into their 401k early. You might want to think twice. While it might seem like a very easy solution when money is tight, things like cashing out, taking a loan, or making a hardship withdrawal can seriously derail your retirement savings. That said, we all know life happens, and if you're facing a real emergency, using your 401k might be unavoidable. The upside is that 401ks, loans often come with lower interest rates than traditional loans. And since you're borrowing from yourself, repayments happen through payroll deductions. So you kind of are forced to pay that back in. Plus, they don't affect your credit score. So there are some bonuses. But the downside, if you cash out again before age 59 and a half, you're going to be most likely hit with that 10% penalty plus income taxes on top of that. And even hardship withdrawals, while available in many plans, they often come with extra fees. Taking money out too soon is one of the big reasons that so many people struggle to save enough for retirement. But the bottom line, if you can avoid it, leave your 401k alone. Your future self, I promise, will thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Shawna, that's a great point. And you've made a lot of great points and a lot of mistakes we should avoid with our 401ks. But I think the biggest mistake is not working with a trusted financial professional who's going to look out for your best interests and help you plan long term for your future and your retirement and your current investing. So, that said, before we go, how can our listeners get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, they can reach out to us at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. They can also go to our website. That's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. They can check out some of our past podcast shows, radio shows, and they can also submit a request online and we can get them on the calendar for a complimentary consultation. And again, part of the 401k they most of the times there's really not an advisor that's helping you through that. So it's always a good idea to talk to either us, give us a call, or call a financial professional and have them go through all the options, make sure you're not missing something.
There you go. Well, good advice, and I appreciate that, Shauna. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk with our host, Shauna Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at More Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.